Watcher, it's Mike Wynn with a special edition of the Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Special as it's the centennial anniversary of one of the most respected of jazz men, although also a person little seen by the public. But he was universally respected by everyone in jazz. It's Billy Strayhorn. Strayhorn Sextet, Billy Piano, with inevitably mostly Ellingtonians, Harold Shorty Baker on trumpet, Quentin Jackson trombone, someone called Q Porter on alto, which, as you'll have guessed already from that delicious alto solo, was Johnny Hodges, who was under contract to Verve at the time, and therefore had to disguise himself for this recording session. But you can't disguise that sound. Russell Procope, clarinet, and the two non-Ellingtonians, Al Hall, bass, Oliver Jackson, drums. Recorded in New York, April 59. That was What's Your Cue, co-written by Strays and Johnny Hodges. Billy Strayhorn, Strays, introduced himself to Duke Ellington in December 38, and within 6 weeks of that meeting, Ellington offered Strays a job to help him arrange, and thereafter he became the Duke's closest collaborator. He composed, he arranged, and he acted as the band's second pianist for close on the next 30 years, and his contribution to the world of Ellingtonia is incalculable. Here's his best-known compo. Thank you. Take the A Train became the Ellington Band's theme song in 1941 and remained so after that. It was an act of generosity by the Duke, given that he, Duke, had written a few numbers himself. In fact, A Train was also well-timed. The American Society of Composers, Authors and Publishers, ASCAP, banned the playing of any ASCAP song from Jan 41 for nearly a year. So suddenly the Duke, an ASCAP member, couldn't play any of his own songs. Strays was not an ASCAP member, so the early 40s saw Billy's latest works performed and performed. I chose a solo piano version of A-Train, as we all know the band's version. Versions, I should say. Ray Bryant was the pianist in December 76. Here's another very well-known Strayhorn compo, Chelsea Bridge. Short and sweet. I lifted that from the inevitable medley of hits that the Ellington Band played at virtually every gig. It gave the crowd the standards that they wanted to hear and left plenty of time for Ellington to play his latest and always his favourite compos. His and Billy's, of course. Forever, Ellington has been credited for work that Strays had done, and it never seemed to bother Billy that much. He genuinely seemed content to stay in the Duke's shadow. The version we've just heard of Chelsea Bridge was recorded as part of a 9-song medley recorded at the White House. Richard Nixon had invited a who's who of jazz names to the White House to celebrate Ellington's 70th birthday, April the 29th, 1969. Sadly, Billy had died 2 years earlier. On Chelsea Bridge, it was Paul Desmond alto, Hank Jones piano, Jim Hall guitar, Milt Hinton, who got a bit lost at one point on bass, and Louis Belson drums. Here's Strays at the piano and singing. Maybe this is his most famous song.
I used to visit all the very gay places, come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distingué traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day. 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Ah, yes, I was wrong. Again, I was wrong. Life is lonely again. And only last year, everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again. A trough full of hearts could only be a bore. A week in Paris will ease the bite of it. All I care is to smile in spite of it. I'll forget you, I will, while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is mush, stifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lonely too.
Lush Life, a song Billy wrote over a 3-year period, 33 to 36. He started it in his teenage years, and Lush Life has gone on to be an enduring standard as an instrumental and as a vocal. No, Billy wasn't the greatest singer of all time. In fact, he was out of tune several times there, but he was also a tremendous lyricist, if you got a chance to listen to the words. That's a very rare Strays singing and playing outing, live at Basin Street East, New York City, Jan 64. My cataloguing and filing system is far from perfect. I've got hundreds and hundreds of albums of other artists performing only Ellington and Strayhorn combos, but unless I know the album title, I can't find them easily. Luckily, I remembered this one's title.
Thank you.
was the title song of a fantastic Jan 95 recorded album of then newly discovered works by Strays that the fantastic Dutch musicologist Walter van der Leer unearthed. These were scores that for some reason were either never quite completed or didn't fit in with the recording schedule at the time and were simply put to one side and never recorded. Van der Leer selflessly pieced them all together, and this album includes the world premiere of 8 Strayhorn originals. And it's by the Dutch Jazz Orchestra, under the guidance of Jerry van Ruygen. Van der Leer is still very involved in Ellington Strayhorn music. He very successfully ran, the Ellington Conference in Amsterdam last year, and he teaches jazz at a university in Amsterdam. That piece was Portrait of a Silk Thread. Here's a piano duet. It's two masters together on one piano. That was Drawing Room Blues, another Strayhorn song, recorded in New York, Jan 46. Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn on the one piano, Nuff said. We're off to Sweden. Thank you. called The Intimacy of the Blues, a beautiful but seldom played stray song, played here by a Swedish quintet, co-led by Lennart Arberg on tenor and the Ellingtonian Rolf Eriksson flugelhorn, with a rhythm section of Bobo Stenson on piano, Dan Berglund bass and Egil Johansson drums. That version ends in a typical Ellingtonian way, with a wrong note. Well, conventionally wrong, but the Duke and Billy rewrote the rule book, so nothing is wrong. Much of the post-40s work was credited solely to Ellington, but it had major inputs from Billy. It's said that they were telepathic and could talk over long-distance telephone and discover that they had just written almost identical work. Strays was hugely influenced by the Duke, but that worked both ways, with Strays showing the Duke another view of his own music. Here's Strays on piano in his beloved Paris, and it's a joint Ellington-Strayhorn piece. Just a setting and a rocking, although on this album, setting becomes sitting. They were somewhat interchangeable. A joint Duke and Billy compo. It was written in 1941 as a setting and copyrighted in 44 as a sitting. It's usually played as an up-tempo small or big band number. And here in Paris, it's Billy at the piano and Michel Gaudry on bass, and that's it. Recorded May 61. Most of the songs on the album include both the Paris String Quartet and the vocal group the Paris Blue Notes. Strays loved Paris and was a fluent French speaker. In fact, an all-round educated and sophisticated man with an eye for the beautiful things in life. He was also openly gay, not in the 40s and 50s and even in the 60s, as easy as it is today. This week I read the sad news that tenor man Don Rendell had died. Here he is leading his Jazz Six with Strayhorn's Johnny Come Lately.
Thank you.
British tenormen, reed men, I should say, as he played several instruments. He died last month. He's remembered primarily because of his time with the Johnny Dankworth Seven. He joined John as he became later in his life, in 1950, and he's also well remembered for his time co-leading an innovative quintet with trumpeter Ian Carr. But he also ran his own groups for years. And he was, rather unusually for a jazz man, a committed Jehovah's Witness, which rather put him at odds with the nightlife of Soho as he walked the area after a gig, giving out copies of The Watchtower. Rendell tenor, Bert Courtley trumpet, Eddie Harvey trombone, Ronnie Ross baritone, Pete Blannin bass, Andy White drums. And that was Billy Strayhorn's Johnny Come Lately, recorded here in London, March 58. Oh, and by the way, Don Rendell was one of the very first jazz musos I ever saw live. It was in York in a very, very long time ago. A great man. No programme celebrating the life and works of Billy Strayhorn would be complete without the full Ellington band playing a Billy Compo.
Thank you.
Blood Count, a song Strays wrote when he was seriously ill in hospital with esophageal cancer. It's often said it was his final work before he died, but he had in fact written the number a couple of years earlier, 64. The piece was obviously written for Johnny Hodges, but with the whole gang in support. That version was recorded for Ellington's fantastic tribute album, recorded just 3 months after Strays died, which was at the end of May 67. The album, recorded August 67, obviously, is called And His Mother Called Him Bill. When they finished the recording session and the band were packing up their things, Ellington sat down and played, just for his own solace, his fave Strayhorn composition, Lotus Blossom. Luckily, the mics and the tapes were still on, and we're going to close this week's show with that wonderfully evocative recording, but first, an Ellington Strayhorn song that's become a standard. And another short and sweet number, the Quartet de Clarinets de Barcelona, showing us how Ellington and Strayhorn songs suit any combos of instruments or any arrangements. Albert Gumi, Quelrat Rocca, Montserrat Magalef and Alphonse Reverte were the clarinetists on Satin Doll. We have very much focused on songs that Billy Strayhorn wrote all by himself, but we mustn't overlook the hundreds and hundreds of songs he co-wrote with Ellington. It's said that on average, Strayhorn wrote a song every single week for those 30 years. Here's yet another well-known Stray song. Rain Check, written by Billy in 1941, when that year-long ASCAP recording ban was in place. Here in July 65, it's a Strayhorn-led group. The wonderful Clark Terry on flugelhorn, Willie Ruff also on flugelhorn, Bob Wilber soprano, Stray's piano, Wendell Marshall bass, and Dave Bailey drums. I must tell you that, coinciding with this centennial anniversary, a new book has been published on Strayhorn called Strayhorn, An Illustrated Life. It's fabulous, even though I haven't read it properly yet and only looked at the photos. It's a brilliantly researched book with much input from Walter van der Leer, who we talked about earlier. Apart from a few years in the early 50s to pursue some personal things, Billy remained loyal to the Duke for his entire working life and is a vital, vital part of the Ellington oeuvre. Here's that piano solo I mentioned, Lotus Blossom, recorded accidentally August 67. It was written by Strays in 45. It was originally called Hominy, after a South American meal of maize kernels. When the lyrics were added, it became All Roads Lead Back to You. When Strays and Hodges recorded it in 46, it was called Charlotte Russe, after the fruity dessert lined with ladyfingers. In 59, it became Lotus Blossom, and it remained so.
Thank you.
Lotus Blossom, played by Duke Ellington for his friend and long-term collaborator, Billy Strayhorn, the man Ellington called Sweet Pea. I hope you've enjoyed this brief overview of the magic of Strays, and I hope you'll rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please, take care. Keep well.